a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, please? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just exactly like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Have you thought about Benjamin Franklin and the three bears? Well, I've been thinking a lot about Benjamin Franklin. Yes, sir. X the owl likes to think about him so much. He's his hero. Mm-hmm. Benjamin Franklin. Remember that picture that Picture showed us yesterday about Benjamin Franklin? Remember that one? Well, I found a wig at the museum, and I thought maybe I'd try to look like him for just a minute, Benjamin Franklin. Do I? Okay. And then, you know, when Benjamin Franklin was a diplomat, he wore a great big white wig, the way many people did. I have one of those too. It even has curls. Wait a minute. These are glasses without any glass, and they're for play. There. Mm-hmm. But before all that, Benjamin Franklin was a boy. Sure. All men were boys one time. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin was born in Boston, Massachusetts, and he had 14 brothers and sisters when he was born. 14. Big family. His dad was a candle maker. And when Benjamin was only 10 years old, he helped his father make candles. He was only 10 years old. Do you know how people make candles? Do you? Well, you might have wondered what this was. It's something that helps people make candles. Candle frame. They string it up. If I can do it right now. You can just think of Benjamin doing this when he was a boy. Benjamin's a nice name, isn't it? Benjamin, what a nice sounding name. Benjamin, Benjamin, let's play a game. Benjamin, Benjamin, what a good name. Benjamin, Benjamin, you could do that with your name. Benjamin, Benjamin, let's play a game. Benjamin, Benjamin, what a good name. This is the way he did it. What if your name were Jennifer? You could say, Jennifer, Jennifer, let's play a game. Jennifer, Jennifer, what a good name. And this is the way he would have helped his dad make candles. See, string the wicks like that. Is that right? There. Then he'd do it on the other side. Oh, he would have been able to do it very quickly, because he would have done a lot of them. And the more you do, the quicker you are. Bum, ba-dum. Frederica, Frederica, what a nice name. Frederica, Frederica. Play a game. There. Now, he would hold it up here, Benjamin would, and he would dip it into wax. Mm-hmm. Wax that was very soft, kind of bubbly. And then little by little, each one of these would get more and more wax on it, and it would get to be a candle. Why don't we ask Picture Picture to show us somebody dipping candles? Okay, 1, 2. Picture Picture on the wall, will you kindly show us all someone making candles, please? Thank you. See, that man's stringing it the way I was. He's getting it ready to go into the hot wax. My, he did that quickly. And there's a lady putting it down into the wax. Puts it in again, and little by little it gets to be candles. And each one a little more wax, see them growing? When they're just the way they want them, they put them in the saw, and out they come as candles. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. That was a great help to us. Mm-hmm. See that? But Benjamin Franklin didn't stay making candles all of his life. No, he was interested in boats and going places and experiments and all sorts of things. But you know, through all the books that I've been looking, there isn't one that mentions anything about Benjamin Franklin and the three bears. That we can find out in make-believe, though. Let's look. It must be time for the trolley. Hey, trolley. There's Daniel's clock. Hello, everybody in make-believe. There's the museum go-round. There's X's tree in Henrietta's house. The factory. And there's Trolley. Come on in, Trolley. Come on in, Trolley. Hi, how are you? Good. This is a candle maker. Mm-hmm. Ben Franklin used to make the... Any more word about Benjamin Franklin and the three bears in make-believe? Well, we'll just go and find out. Would you take us, please, Trolley? Thank you. Into the neighborhood of make-believe.
One.
That's right.
Okay.
I'll go get the medium one.
All right.
Now.
I'm just going to set it right over here.
Good.
Okay. How you coming, Corny? Oh, there you are.
Up we come.
All right. Watch it out. Easy does it.
There it is.
Very good.
That's the medium one.
This is the medium one.
Yeah. Do you like elevators?
Oh, I love elevators.
I do too. I like to go down. I'll get the small one now.
You'll get the small one now. All right. You can always depend on Corny. He has everything right on time.
Oh. There we go. Oh. That's the small one.
That's the small one now.
Yeah, do you like it?
Oh, I just think it's great.
Well, it's what you ask for. You ask for a large one.
A large one.
A medium one.
A medium one.
And a small one.
And that's what you did.
That's right.
And, well, it's really nice the way you put them in boxes that way.
Well, I put the small one in a small box.
That would be over here.
Yes, and I put the medium one in a medium-sized box.
Yes.
and I put the large one in a large box.
So each chair has its own box.
That's right.
Oh, let's see if I can figure them out myself.
Yeah, now, which one's see. Big? I mean large.
This is the large one, right?
Right. Which one's small?
And that's the small one.
And which one's the medium one?
This is medium.
Now small.
There.
Large.
Over here.
Medium.
Medium.
Small.
There.
Medium.
Medium here.
Large.
Over here.
Small.
There.
Large. Small.
Small.
Large.
Oh, you're going to get me mixed up.
Medium.
Medium.
Very good.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait to see them.
Well, you don't have to wait.
Huh? Can I look at them right
well,
now?
Of course you may, right? Just pull them out.
Okay. Let's see. The small box first.
With the small chair.
And there's this small chair. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that's a small chair for Very the baby nice. Bear.
And now in the medium box, right. You put the medium-sized chair, right?
And the medium-sized chair for the mama bear?
That's right.
You know, that rhymes. Bear and chair.
Bear and chair. And now, the large box.
That's right.
The large chair for Papa Bear.
For Papa Bear.
And there it is.
That's it.
Now Corny, they just look terrific.
Well, I hope you're satisfied.
Oh, we are satisfied. I am, and I know everybody's going to be just thrilled.
Well, now, you said something about you wanting the small chair to come apart.
That's right. You see, in the play, when Goldilocks sits in the chair, well, it's supposed to fall down.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, I made it sort of like a puzzle.
Uh-huh.
And it just comes apart when you pull off the sides.
Oh, well, can I try it?
Certainly.
You mean like... Oh, like right there. There
yeah.
It is.
See?
Oh, I see what you mean.
And all those parts will come apart.
Yeah, and they just fit back together. Oh, look at that. It is very much like a puzzle, Corny.
That's right.
Let's see if I can get it back together again now.
Tell me, who's going to be in the play?
Well, Daniel is going to play the part of Baby Bear.
Oh, Baby Bear. Good.
Right.
Well, he'll be the one using the small chair.
Right here. And then I'm going to play the part of Papa Bear.
Papa Bear.
And I'm going to use this
Good
chair,
for you.
The large one.
What about...
X. X is going to be Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, I didn't know that Benjamin Franklin was in that story.
Well, you know, X wanted him to be in it.
Oh, I see. So he got in it. Yes. Well, what about Goldilocks? Who's going to play Goldilocks?
Well, we hadn't thought about that, really.
Well, maybe, you know, somebody's got to make that little chair fall down.
Hey, that's right. That's right, Corny. Well, maybe Benjamin Franklin could do that.
Hey, that would give him something to do.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, I think I'll go over and ask X about that right now, okay?
Okay.
How much do I owe you for the chairs, Corny?
Well, now, let me see. Each one is three.
Mm-hmm.
And so three times three is nine. Nine, that's what it
nine.
Is.
Nine. Okay. Here. There's a nine for you.
Thank you very much. I like your money.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, well, you really have nice money.
Like
well,
that?
I hope it works out well with Benjamin Franklin and all.
Oh, I think it will, and I'm sure the chairs are going to be a big, big help.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
I'm a man who manufactures all sorts of things. See you later.
Yeah, I like that elevator.
And...
Well, let's see, I better put the chairs back. Now, the small chair goes in that small box. And the medium chair in the medium box. And the large chair in the large box. Boy, Corny really does things up in the right manner. There we go. I think I'll just leave them here and pick them up a little later. Well. Oh, hi, Henrietta. Henrietta, have you seen X? Is he in?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well, I think I'll just knock and see, okay?
Yeah.
X?
Hey, did you know that Benjamin Franklin flew a kite up in the air during a lightning storm and found out all sorts of things about electricity?
Yes, I did. You know, he certainly was a fascinating man, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Do you know if he ever sat in a chair and broke it?
No, when did he do that?
Well, I don't know. I was just wondering if he ever did.
Meow, meow, only Goldilocks. Meow, meow, that.
Yes, I know, Henrietta. I know Goldilocks did it. But you see, in the play, we were wondering if Benjamin Franklin could do that.
Yeah, that would be a great idea.
Yeah, you like that?
Meow, 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 Goldilocks.
Well, we could just have Benjamin Franklin do all the things that Goldilocks does.
Meow, 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 Goldilocks.
Well, Henrietta, I mean, she wouldn't have to be in it. Henrietta, dear, why are you crying? X, do something.
Did you get a splinter in your paw, Henrietta?
Oh, Henrietta, please, darling, don't cry. What's the matter? Can't you tell us?
Meow, meow, Goldilocks. Meow, 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 play, meow. Meow, 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 Ben Franklin. Meow, 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 Goldilocks.
No, Ben Franklin?
Meow, 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 Goldilocks.
X, what does she mean?
I don't know. She says that Goldilocks should be doing the things that Goldilocks is supposed to do.
Meow.
Henrietta, dear, what is it? Tell us. We're your friends. You can tell us. What's really bothering you?
Want to be Goldilocks, meow, meow, meow.
Oh.
Oh, you want to be Goldilocks in the play.
I see.
Well, golly, you couldn't be Goldilocks. No, you've got gray hair. She's not called Greylocks.
Meow, 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 gold wig, meow.
That's true, X. Henrietta could wear a gold wig.
Yeah, well, then what can Benjamin Franklin do?
Well, I guess we'll have to think. We can think of something for him to do.
Okay, but the play is still called Benjamin Franklin and the Three Bears, right?
Right.
Meow, meow, isn't.
It isn't? What do you mean?
Meow, meow, Goldilocks, Benjamin Franklin, meow, meow, Three Bears.
Wait a minute. I better write this down.
Hey, Goldilocks.
Wait a minute now. What is it again? Goldilocks.
Meow.
Benjamin Franklin.
And the Three Bears.
And the Three Bears. Gee, that's a rather long title, isn't it?
Yes. Well, you have to please everybody.
Yeah. Meow, 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 get meow, wig, meow. Meow, meow,
all right,
meow,
Henrietta. Meow, listen, meow, we'll start rehearsing tomorrow, all right?
Meow, meow, beautiful day, meow, meow, neighborhood. Meow, okay. Meow, 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 okay. Meow.
She certainly seems a lot happier, doesn't she, X?
She surely does, boy. We've got to find something for Ben Franklin to do.
Oh, we will, X. Don't worry, we will. Right now, I have to get over to the castle and see if there's any work for me to do over there.
Okay, see you later.
Okay, bye now.
Large, medium, and small.
Hi, Charlie.
So now the name of the play is going to be Goldilocks, Benjamin Franklin and the Three Bears. Well, Henrietta's going to make herself a wig. Good for her. She knows she wants to be Goldilocks, so she'll just make herself a wig. She'll be a pretty one, won't she? Who do I hear? Do you hear the door? Boom, 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 boom. Come in. Oh, are you Goldilocks?
Oh, I could be.
How are you, Mrs. Rubin? Could I help you?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, gee, what are these?
Wigs,
huh? Oh, come on over, please.
Okay.
Would you sit down?
Thank you.
Oh, are they great?
They're all different kinds.
Henrietta's going to make herself a wig. Wonder what she'll make it out of. Is that paper?
That's paper that was curled at the bottom, and it's made on an old bathing cap that had a tear in it.
An old bathing cap? And they just...
By a six-year-old girl.
Girl.
Right.
Oh, that's nicely done. Henrietta could make one like that. What about this, though, that I just picked up?
Well, that's made out of weather stripping, which is something you use in your house.
Oh, that is marvelous. Did an older person make that?
That was the idea of an older person.
I see.
But younger people helped.
Good. Oh, here's one that's cotton, isn't it?
Yes, that's cotton, and that's on an old pair of pants. No, that's actually a bathing suit. Bathing trunks.
Bathing trunks.
Which are too small for the little boy that wore them.
Gee, you can make wigs out of anything, can't you? What's
sure
that
can.
One?
That's one that's made out of some aluminum foil by a 5-year-old girl.
Oh, that's good.
Who wanted her hair to curl around the edges.
Uh-huh. And it is curled there, too.
Right. And you can just kind of shape it to your head.
What's this? This looks like a styrofoam or something.
Well, it's really just foam rubber.
Foam rubber.
And that was made by a 5-year-old girl, too.
What are these?
Well, these are pieces of paper that were curled and put on a piece of an old stocking. The mommy had a run in the stocking, so she let the little boy, who's 5, use the stocking as a base.
A boy did that. That's great.
Isn't that something?
You put it on, can you?
Oh, I can try. I think maybe you'd better try this one.
Okay. You like that?
Well, it makes you look like you have curly hair.
Uh-huh. Curls on the top.
Can you think of anything we could do with this one?
That looks like a net.
That's a hair net.
Is that yarn?
And that's some yarn.
We'll put it in.
Okay.
See what happens then. Maybe just put it on, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How does that look?
Lovely. A pompadour.
Well, that's easy. Just put some yarn in an old net.
Right.
Your friends have the best ideas.
My friends are so full of ideas that the only problem is to stop them coming sometimes.
Oh, boy, you never want to do that.
Oh, no. You know what this is? This is raffia.
Raffia?
Yes, that's a kind of paper. People use it to make baskets sometimes,
uh-huh.
But you could have a very curly sort of wig.
That feels like a nest.
It is a little like a nest.
I want to see that one.
Oh, I'm glad you asked about that one, because that was made by a 6-year-old girl, and all she really used was a paper bag to do it.
Just cut the front out of a paper bag.
Right.
Look at that. There's the front out of the bag right there, and then all the back. I'll try that on. You see, there are lots of things that you can make wigs with.
Lovely.
What's that one?
Well, this is an old pair of underpants that don't fit anybody anymore. And this is a lot of yarn. And this was made by a 5-year-old, too. And you can have very curly blonde hair because this is yellow yarn.
Mm-hmm. Makes you whatever you want to do, huh?
Right. And of course, if you want to have a braid.
Oh, that's good.
That's by a big girl of 8.
8 years old.
Yes.
Well, that's sort of a round comb.
Right. That's the kind of comb that ladies use in their hair.
With the long braid in the back. Oh, I
very
like
that.
Of,
of course, the easiest way to have a wig is to let your mom, or to ask your mom if she'll let you use a mop.
One of the new mops, huh?
Or a partially used one.
That's good. Oh, well, excuse me a minute.
Oh, sir.
Somebody at the door. Hey, how are you? Jim, you brought some ladies with you. Come in. Everybody's making wigs today. Come on over. Hi, Celestia. How are you, Nona?
Fine.
Hi, Jim. Can I shake your hand? Fine boy. Mrs. Rubin, you know these people, don't you?
I certainly do.
These are neighbors. Look here at Celestra's wig. Did you make this one, Celestia? Boy, did you do a special job. I'm going to take my mop off. It's about to fall. Thank you. Celestia. I like what's underneath best. I like that girl underneath. Who got you, Nona? Did you make this one?
Yes.
Did you braid it?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. I like the Nona part best. Yes, you do. Tell me about your shim.
I cut off the side of this hat. My mother did it for me. She cut off the side. She came out.
And I stapled these in here.
You stapled these pieces of material? Mm-hmm. Good for you. Let me see all those staples under there. Boy, do you have good ideas. Look at that.
See, Mrs. Rubin?
They have wonderful ideas.
They sure do.
Mr. Rogers, I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave because the friends of mine who made these wigs want to use them in a play.
Oh, are you all going to do a play too?
That's a great idea.
Could I come and see your play sometime? Okay. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
You get yours back on, Shamus.
Okay.
You get it in? Good. Fine. Thank you for visiting.
Shem? Thank you. Okay, girls.
Bye, ladies. Goodbye, gentlemen. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Have a good play.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, they're mighty special people. Yep. You could make up a play yourself.
Sure.
Make some wigs. Yep, do whatever you like. Because that's what making believe's all about. And a place to play, you'll find, is probably the best place to grow. Mm-hmm. The best place in the whole world. We'll find out more about the neighborhood of make believe and more about playing tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow. To you, you always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Yeah, I don't care what kind of wig you wear or anything. I like the you inside. Right. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.